Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning show. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And don't forget on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch. .com, simply the Captain's America thirdwatch.com. All right, we have Denise Simon from founderscode.com with us. Back to Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
A little bit of a change, as you mentioned prior to the top of the hour. Confirmed 5 dead in Waukesha, Wisconsin. They're now saying 40 plus injured.
Correct.
Yep.
Some of the kids are young kids that are at the children's hospital there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also a Catholic priest that is among the injured.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, it's my understanding that they know the name of the individual. We're not going to give it out because we want to make sure of what's going on here before that's done. We also understand that this person may have had a lengthy record. You said that. And we're not going to give that out either. But there's also a rumor circulating that the mainstream media already knows who this is.
Sure they do.
And they're telling, are they saying it?
No. In fact, they kind of quit reporting on this whole thing in Waukesha that I've seen. I went over to CNN last night, and they were doing an interview with Fauci. And, so they've kind of just bailed on the thing, which is nuts.
Doesn't fit their narrative, I guess.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. And there's some people saying that this has a bearing on the Rittenhouse trial, but there's other people saying no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Okay. I'm not seeing that.
No. So we're just going to wait. We're not going to do any guessing or prognosticating here because I believe the next press conference is scheduled for what, 2 o'clock our time?
2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central.
Unless, of course, something comes out and they'll put it out on the website as they have. Now, I'm like you.
They're gonna use the Waukesha police are using their Twitter page for the updates.
Now, I'm like you. I've been listening on the scanner to what's been going on there. It's been fairly quiet during the night. I've heard almost nothing on the scanner, and that's a good thing, I suppose, because you never know what's going to happen after something like this.
Well, they did a very interesting thing. When this thing happened, they did a shelter in place. And
yep.
The reason they did a shelter in place, they did a reverse 911 system.
Mm-hmm.
So on the reverse 911 system, everybody in the area got a text message that said shelter in place. And that was because they didn't need people kind of flooding to the area to see if they knew anybody or, you know, wanted to help out, because that would just confuse the issue. But when they did that shelter in place, they purposely also shut down the power. And so there were parts of that street, several blocks, that went dark,
yep.
Literally went dark. And a lot of people didn't understand that. Well, the reason they didn't understand that was to help enforce the shelter in place.
Mm-hmm.
Once the shelter in place was lifted, then the power came back on. That part you could hear through the law enforcement dispatch. You could hear what they were doing. So it didn't last for, you know, a long, long time. It was just until they could secure the scene. Then they ended up having a problem because people were going back to the perimeters of the crime tape, and then they were started taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I saw them going out there with the blue lights, too, at night, looking for, you know, traces of blood and any type of evidence they could to, you know, to put a case together. This is not easy.
Well, you know, there's a lot to be learned with other events. If you go to the, you know, the Boston Marathon and what was happened there, you know, they, law enforcement puts all their people together, and they constantly kind of review large events, sad, tragic events,
mm-hmm.
and then they, you know, publish what they would do for the next one, and then they train to those. So I think with using the reverse 911 to shelter in place and then shutting off the power to a couple of city blocks there, therein lies the, I think, one of the lessons learned.
By the way, Eric chimed in. And I will mention this part of what he said. He says, well, we definitely know it was not a far right-wing extremist. MSM is not touching it.
That's my point. They know who it is, and now they've decided they don't want to touch it, so they've moved on to other stories.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music, and we'll be right back with more. And, folks, if you want to call in and render an opinion about this or ask a question, we'd be happy to try to answer it for you, based on the information that Denise has and that I have, but we're not going to tell you any names yet. We're going to let that let nature take its course on that. All right, we'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We will, in this portion of the program, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. And, of course, Geico is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website can give you the information you want to help you find coverage for almost anything you own. For example, you own a car, you own a truck, they can insure you. How about a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV? They can do that too. But where you save the money, where you really save the money, is when you bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance or condo insurance into your automobile insurance. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Morning.
We have Mary on the line. So, Mary, good morning.
Good morning. I tell you what, I just woke up and I've heard already of two incidences of crime. One was a smash and grab at Nordstrom's with, what do you say, 40 people surrounding in San Francisco. And now I'm hearing about this, the Wisconsin incident. And I got to tell you, I'm in St. Pete, the same thing happened to a little Dillard store. Somebody ran in, three people, and pepper sprayed some of the people when they're trying to get out, which they did get away with merchandise. Place things very succinctly. I think we're in World War III with, number one, fighting for our Constitution, and number two, fighting for law and order in this country. If we don't get those back, we're going to keep on having problems like this.
Yes.
And it'll only get bigger.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, she didn't mention Chicago because we were talking about that off the air. Something happened in Chicago, too.
Yeah, same thing. But, you know, Mary's right. I mean, we have a situation here where even as locked down, well, that's not a good word, even as tightly law enforcement conditions we have in the state of Florida, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that we don't have people that are kind of nutty here in Florida, because right. They all nutty people always travel here. But if they get away with it in other states, some think they can get away with it here. Florida will prosecute to the fullest extent.
You
other
bet.
States won't.
Mm-hmm.
And therein lies the problem. So when other states don't have law and order, those that do end up being susceptible to these people. And we got to have this back. I mean, it's gotten mm-hmm. to the point where we don't know. It's like nobody knows where to go. I mean, virtually, where do we go and what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to defend ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
How do we prevent crime? If, you know, we have the old axiom, if you see something, say something.
Right.
Well, I certainly do that, but I would say that law enforcement is overwhelmed with the with everything else in spite of see something, say something.
Sure.
So we're in a bad place because we have got district attorneys that are not prosecuting what they need to prosecute,
mm-hmm.
and they're changing the definition of law. Let's not forget, they're not prosecuting any theft in the state of California if it's under essentially $1,000. What is it?
Correct.
$185. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do you do? You get a whole gang of people, and everybody gets to take, you know, $900 worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you got 50 people, there you go.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Backgammon Bob on the phone. Okay there, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Tim. Well, I think it's very simple. What's going to happen is the same thing that happened in the Old West. When they didn't have law, it's going to break down the vigilante justice.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen? Because you can't have 50 people going into a store. Pretty soon, store owners are going to form something.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be protective of subjugations form.
Mm-hmm.
And if this crime's bad enough, there's going to be neighborhood groups that are going to form into themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think is going to happen.
All right, thanks. Now, the other thing that we didn't mention that we should mention was when they arrested some of these people in Walnut Creek, they were armed.
Yeah, and I happen to know somebody that lives there. It's on TV a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Yes, vigilante justice. I mean, people are going to get to the point where our tolerance level is diminishing quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have a right to protect your property. You have a right to protect yourself.
Yep.
And, you know, we keep hearing that Kyle Rittenhouse was a vigilante.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, but people may soon find out what that really is, because we're going to seek our own street justice, mm-hmm. if we have to. It could get ugly out here.
Yep.
So
and the business owners are going to arm themselves, and they're going to be prepared as much as they can be.
Right. So when mm-hmm. Mary says, you know, Mary's right.
Yeah. And again, the world is upside down and backwards. I think we can all agree with that.
Yeah.
And there's certain elements out there that are making it much worse. And, of course, every time you turn around, the big blue cities are doing something else that's costing somebody money, time, or their lives, or whatever. And it just doesn't seem to be getting any better. And elections have consequences, and you can blame all of this on the last election because it's gotten a lot worse, hasn't it?
Well, it has gotten worse, but you know, the one place that it hasn't been fixed yet is Portland.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So you would think after all of this time, with everything that's happening in Portland, they would fix that, and they haven't. So, that just tells you that there are criminals out there that are looking at this and going, they're not going to do anything to us, or we'll bond out. In a lot of cases, they get arrested, and then they're released on no bond. That's the other problem.
Correct.
And then when they're released, on no bond, well, we're going to drop the charges, or, you know, we're going to do this, and it just doesn't mean anything. You can have laws all day long, but they don't mean anything if they're not applied.
Now, that leads me to the point, should we mention anything about this individual and what had happened to him a couple of days prior, or no?
Well, I wouldn't yet.
Okay.
We've got some pretty savvy listeners out here that probably have figured all that out anyway.
All right. Well, we'll move on to something a little bit different here, because I mentioned Kyle Rittenhouse and what may or may not be playing in here. Now, did you see CBS's Face the Nation yesterday?
I did not.
They once again claimed that Kyle Rittenhouse crossed a state line with a long rifle, armed for battle.
Oh,
that's just not true.
The weapon belonged to his father. The father kept it in a safe, and the father is the one that gave him the weapon. And the weapon didn't cross state lines, period.
Right. Right. But yet, for some reason, CBS is continuing the narrative, as has...
Because lies, I say it on your show pretty much every night, lies work.
Yep.
If these people are going to continue to listen to and watch legacy media, and if they just read the paper, like, you know, the Tampa paper or the Washington Post, whatnot, lies work. Because nobody's doing their own... credibility check on what is being reported. I mean, I watched last night probably 5 or 6 videos of this red vehicle, and then I looked at still pictures that were reported, and I brought my husband in here. I said, come look at this. I said, this is what I'm looking at, but I'm not gonna, you gotta judge slowly to see if, you know, these are accurate. I looked at them. I'm not gonna say that, you know, the one photo I had with the driver, the picture of the driver, I said, this looks like it is it. I went and looked at several other things. I said, that picture could be real. But I said, could be. I'm not saying that it is. I'm not going to assume.
Did you see the picture from above when he made the turn into the crowd?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's when he just literally mowed the people down. And he zigzagged.
Yeah, I got that.
Jeez.
I want to know who owned that house where the vehicle was found.
You got it. You got it. Well, here comes the music to be continued. Folks, keep an eye on Denise's page today, founderscode.com, and keep an eye on her over at Facebook. Right?
Sure.
Okie dokie. Talk to you tonight. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. More coming up. Next hour, Frank Silvato. He's been doing a lot of checking on this, too, through his sources. So we'll get to the bottom of this as much as we can.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It began like something out of a real-life Christmas story, but it ended in tragedy. As in Waukesha, Wisconsin, an SUV plowed into a Christmas parade. Waukesha Police Chief Daniel Thompson says,
"We do have a person of interest in custody at the moment, but this is still a very fluid investigation."
Police say at least 12 children are among the dozens injured. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says Senator Joe Manchin is making strides on the issue of paid leave in the Build Back Better bill. During an interview on CBS's Face the Nation, the New York Democrat said she's optimistic they can find some common ground as the Senate prepares to take up the social spending bill after the Thanksgiving break. University of Florida giving Coach Dan Mullen the boot after a losing streak. Let go in the middle of his fourth season after the Gators lost four of their last five games. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha, and welcome to the military and veterans news segment of the Captain's America Third Watch for Monday morning, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two campuses to take care of you, train you to be an aviation maintenance tech, and we'll tell you where they're at after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. The first one, of course, is in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, I would suggest you call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, whichever the one is the closest to you and you think is the one that you might want to go and actually become a certified aviation maintenance TechCap. So their number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. The website, by the way, is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Call them up. Ask to take the tour. You'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to some instructors. And you'll be able to talk to the financial people to find out how your GI Bill, if you're a veteran, will work for you, and how a student loan will work for you if you're not a veteran. And if you can't get your veteran's benefits to work because you've already used them somewhere down the line, well, there's the student loans that are there. So not to be concerned. Now, the former D.C. Guard commander has called for a retraction of the Pentagon Watchdog's January 6th report. Now, why is that, I wonder? Well, William Walker, the House Sergeant at Arms, and the former head of the District of Columbia National Guard is demanding an Inspector General report that claimed he had to be told twice to send troops to the Capitol on January 6th be retracted because it is not true, it's false, and it needs to be corrected. Okay, I'll go with that. Now, remember that strike on the U.S. base by the missiles that came in and took out some of the barracks and whatnot? Remember that? About a year or so ago? Well, Iran has not acknowledged the attack, but the U.S. and Israeli officials said it was a retaliation for the Israeli airstrikes on Iran's Revolutionary Guard that was operating along with the Hezbollah rebels right there on the border, drawing the U.S. into Iran's shadow war with Israel, or trying to. But, of course, that isn't going to happen. Now, the Biden administration is considering sending some of the Afghan evacuees at the U.S. military base in Kosovo back to Afghanistan because they're not able to clear them through the intense vetting process that allows them to come to the United States. So, since they can't do that, they'll send them back to Afghanistan, which I don't have any problem with. Now, a medical evacuation in the Indian Ocean last week relied on Military Corps aircraft recently sent to Africa after the service quietly dropped a crisis response approach born in the wake of the deadly 2012 attack in Benghazi, Libya. But they're there, they're on station, and they're ready to do whatever needs to be done. Now also, Gordon Chang has said the U.S. is warning China with what they've been telling him about Taiwan and whatnot, but we're still supporting its economy by buying a whole bunch of things that are made in China that we could be making here in the United States. Part of that is the chip industry. Now, we know that Ford is already ahead of the curve with the chip plant that they built to keep their cars moving, the new ones. And we also know that Toyota, Nissan, and BMW are working right now on getting their chip facilities up and running here in the United States full bore. I do believe I heard that Honda had started their own chip facility. So that's another one that's involved in this. Now, Russia, once again, has accused the United States of hysteria over a possible Ukraine invasion. They say this hysteria is being whipped up artificially. But I don't call 90,000 troops that you can see staged not very far off the border hysteria. That's just me. Now, did you hear President Trump call Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal the single most embarrassing moment in the history of our country? And then right along in unison, a retired colonel blasted the lapdog Biden advisors for bowing to the president on his Afghanistan action. That's substantial. What's going to happen? Don't know. Probably nothing. Because Biden is just not paying attention to anything like that. But then again, did you think he would? Most of us didn't. Okay, to be continued, let's go here. The Senate confirmed President Joe Biden's pick for ambassador to NATO, Julianne Smith, by a voice vote Thursday after Senator Josh Hawley removed his objection to the nomination. By the way, current Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the former Majority Leader, now Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, are urging senators to speed up their debate on the annual defense policy bill so the amendment votes can kick off as early as this coming week before Thanksgiving. Don't know if that'll happen or not. And a proposal by Illinois Democrat Tammy Duckworth to create an independent commission to examine U.S. government failures over two decades of war in Afghanistan looks like it will be included in the Senate's version of the annual defense policy bill. The Department of Homeland Security is asking the Pentagon to send an additional 1,500 troops to the U.S. border with Mexico next year, in part to operate observation blimps previously used by forces in Afghanistan. Now, keep in mind, we now know of about a 200-mile stretch of illegal immigrants lined up headed towards the Texas border. They believe it's a couple of 100,000 or maybe more coming that way. They're going to need a lot more than what they got on that border to stop this. In the meantime, I'll be right back with more and Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in his class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats, the front seat massagers, and boy, that feels good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Plus, they honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, they're found online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Joining us right now, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We've had a very eventful night in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Five people confirmed dead, 40-plus injured, and there may be more people hanging, clinging to life.
Yeah, I was on a plane last night and watching this, you know, the news coming across various different outlets and it being very sporadic. It breaks your heart. It really does. You get this type of, unnecessary tragedy, where you get all these innocent people just trying to enjoy the holiday, having their lives taken from them. And like you said, many of them are, hanging on by a thread at the hospital. What do you say to something like that? I mean, words, you can't even describe that type of horror.
Well, Denise Simon and I have been working very hard tonight to get all the information we could. We have some information that hasn't been released yet that we can't release either until the police release it, but we know who the person is. We know that he's got an extensive criminal record. We know that he may or may not have a history that might have corresponded with what it would have taken to do something like this. In other words, he might be either crazy or on drugs. Don't know which. They won't know until they do a toxicology thing. But he's no longer a person of interest. He's now a suspect. And they've not charged him yet.
Okay. I don't know what's going to take so long. I mean, with the cameras and all the pictures that were taken, they would have enough. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you what they found when they took this guy in. Number one, they found his ID in the car. Number two, they found the keys in his pants pocket.
Okay. I don't know what they're waiting for. Then I'm not handling the investigation. I don't know if it's some sort of they think it's some sort of maybe a conspiracy. Maybe somebody else is involved. I don't know.
Well, that's possible, and again, that's why everything is kind of in limbo, and the police are being very careful about this because, unfortunately, we've had some children that were killed in this. You probably saw a couple of the baby carriages that were totally destroyed and tangled and wrecked in pieces and whatnot, right? So yeah. You can kind of assume what might have happened there, but this is not good. And they don't want to do anything that's not right because they don't want to alienate anybody else that would create some other problem along the way. Because at first, what the mainstream news was saying, the likes of CNBC and MSNBC and NBC and CNN was, well, this might have been some sort of retaliation for their Rittenhouse case. No.
Hey, what are you retaliating against, and who are you retaliating against? I'm at a loss there. You're gonna just go ahead and kill innocent people, mow down in response. I don't know what that one has to do with the other, but again, there's a lot of sick people out there, so who knows?
Well, you do if you're nuts, okay? If you've got a problem with your noggin, so you do if you're that. Now, in the meantime, this isn't the only weird stuff that's going on right now. We've had these mass looters, the ransacking at Nordstrom's in Walnut Creek, California. 80 looters, 25 cars show up with ski masks and crowbars and bust into a Nordstrom and take I don't know how many thousands of dollars worth of stuff.
Well, it's not just there. The Nordstrom was a very brazen, it was like a 70, 80 people that were involved, but they targeted attacks and also at Louis Vuitton stores in San Francisco and Chicago at the exact same time.
Right.
This is happening at Home Depots, this is happening at big box stores, and this is just making the price of the stuff that you buy more expensive. This type of loss gets priced in other people's products. That's eventually how it comes. I mean, loss prevention, that's a big thing when it comes to a lot of these stores.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. I mean, these various different groups or people that are getting involved with this, they're obviously connected with one another on social media. We might need to have put some units together to start, like, following this to a greater degree where these things are going to happen and try to be a little bit proactive, which just obviously hasn't been the case. Because for this stuff to happen, again, it is, you know, obviously a nice neighborhood, the high-end store Nordstrom in San Francisco. There's no police anywhere around something like this. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, keep in mind, in California, they passed the law that if you don't steal let's see, you got up to $1,000 that they won't charge you for. They won't actively go after you, that you can steal from any store. That's the latest thing they did to try to cut back on and go after more significant crime. But if you got 80 people that show up and every one of them's grabbing $900 worth of stuff, my God, that's what, $72,000 worth of stuff that just went out the door?
Oh, without a doubt. It's a massive amount. Nordstrom doesn't fully release the dollar figure yet. I know the Louis Vuitton stuff, I mean, their pocketbooks are usually starting around $1,000. And, you know, it could get very, very expensive to see what happened with the price. So now you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars of loss there, if not more. So, yeah, it's a disaster.
Yeah, and then again, we've got our little favorite character that just kind of just hangs in there, the little grunger, Hunter Biden. Did you hear the latest on him with the cobalt mine?
Was this in regards to one of the hedge fund companies as well that he was involved with?
Yeah, a couple $1 billion worth of a purchase that he helped to negotiate of a cobalt mine for China.
Yeah, I did hear about that exactly. Hunter Biden is, kind of knew who he was from before. He's managed to almost become the Teflon first kid. Everything gets thrown at him, all these things, you catch all this stuff, but it all bounces off and never follows through.
Well, we'll see what happens this time, but this was done when his daddy was vice president under Barack Obama.
You know, the tentacles, Matt, you know, go from one to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, and the corruption you know, the favoritism that's involved, if you are tied to the right, person, right administration, the right person inside that little watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, I talk about all the time.
Yes.
It's sad.
Yes, and I listen to that a lot, and you're always spot on when you come up with that. Well, I think we got to make Hunter Biden his own little entity.
Yeah, again, you know, is anybody buying, who's buying his artwork? It's like one big money laundering operation is what it is.
I don't know, $500,000 a pop for some of that stuff, and the other day he was selling it for the little cheapo stuff was going for $10,000-$15,000 each.
It's a great money laundering operation is what it's got going on.
By the way, CBS poll, not by any chance of the imagination conservative, 67% disapprove of Biden's handling of inflation.
Wow. I hope that makes sense, so people still think I'm all of this stuff, because it's not getting worse.
All right, my friend, here comes the music. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out. See all the different things that he has to offer and take advantage of it. I'll be back with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.